Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Relative Pitch. Wow, this is like a wrap up, you know, of the year, and it's kind of crazy that it's May again.
I know. We're in a different year, another May.
Another May.
I feel like we just got to January. Like, I think my brain is still in January.
Legit. I could tell you exactly why. Like, I think it's in January too, because it's just been back to back to back. I don't know about y'all, but from my perspective as your friends, but also my own personal perspective, I feel like we've all been just booked and busy from after the holidays up until now. You know?
Agreed.
Like, no, not too many rest periods. What'd you say?
I said, I ain't even done until next Sunday.
Right. Some of us are still halfway in the middle of our quarters.
All right.
Well, y'all need semesters.
Yeah, this is why. Okay, this is a PSA. Stop the quarterly session. Stop it. Stop it. I know you think it's fun because you start later, but it's just, you're going to hate it because it's beautiful outside and you're doing finals. Don't do it to yourself.
But for us that are on semester-wise, we pretty much done in the collegiate setting. Okay. In the collegiate setting, people are graduating, people are, you know, moving on, doing new things. So I am personally very happy.
I don't know. May is just such a beautiful time. I think it's a great time. I know people are always like, oh, let's go like have fun, which do that. But also maybe take a moment to kind of reflect on what's happened this past year. Like especially if you're like a student or you're working in an environment where you're a teacher or whatever, and you think about it in terms of a school season. So like, let's say October or August, September, all the way into like May, June kind of territory. Think about like how much has changed, like for you as an individual within the environment that you're in, society in general, just like the world at large. Like, think about where you were like August, September of 2023. Lots changed.
A lot has changed. And honestly, it's about a lot of growth through then too. I mean, and I've said this multiple times, but it's like through time, even when you think you're have your ups and downs, the growth is still moving up. So even though you might be down, especially in the middle of semester or middle of the year, think about how much you grow from those moments. Yes. And it's exponentially more than your negative times. So then when you get to May, when you get to the end of the year or of the semester, you're like, wow, I've accomplished a lot. So we have to look at it and give ourselves grace to understand that our growth is very important. And we have to live in that and enjoy our growth when we look back on it in reflection.
I think that sometimes we see setbacks or small, like, you know, inconveniences as if they're a whole dip. But if you think about actually a more like a holistic point of view, you may be going up, up, up. So a small dip may feel like this, but actually what it is just like ear, especially if you're able to turn it around in a quick amount of time or in a time amount. It doesn't have to be quick, but I think when you think about it in a bigger picture sort of sense, the things that you see are as setbacks, first of all, after a while, you may not even consider them setbacks anymore. Those little dips that, oh, the job I wanted or this position I wanted here, this TA position I wanted here, I didn't get it. You may see as like the downward slope. And then later on, you see that it actually like almost put you like so far. You just can't see it yet. And it's, especially when you're younger, and we've all had like younger students and people who we've mentored who it's their first big thing that they've really wanted and they didn't get it, and it can feel like everything is crumbling underneath, and they're like, this is the worst thing that possibly could have happened. And honestly, when you are that young, it feels that way because you haven't seen the big picture yet. You kind of have to believe us old heads and your parents and your other teachers who are telling you, You may not know, like this could be something that you're thankful for later down the road, and you just kind of have to trust that things are supposed to happen the way they are. I think there was like a quote that's like, you'll never miss things that are meant for you, right? No opportunity that is actually yours will go missed. So don't ever think, oh man, I missed out on this or I didn't do this. It wasn't for you to begin with.
Right.
Big facts. Couple of things. Lauren, there's only one old head on this thing, and that's Anthony. We're both young spring chickens. Poo-poo fat removed. Second, my famous quote. I quoted this on an episode. Music school is like a marathon. It is not a sprint. But y'all, January to now, sprint. It's been a straight sprint. And once my leg crossed the finish line May 1st, y'all, I can't wake up in the morning no more. I am perpetually late after May 1st.
You were perpetually late from August 1st to now.
Shut up.
And so,
Not
if we want to talk about
gonna do is
August.
that slander. No, I mean like bad late. Like I was supposed to meet some friends the other day at 11 a.m. I showed up at 12:20.
Michael, you've been doing this since August 1st. Like,
No,
let's. Yeah, I live with you. I literally live with you. So I know. And to your comment about an old head, the only person who looks 62 on this podcast is you.
See, this is what happens, y'all. Every episode, they don't be doing this outside of these episodes. They be coming at me. I'm gonna
No,
cry.
but also I literally said we're gonna do this podcast today about positivity. And then you throw the first
I'm
shot. So
trying to be
guess what?
positive. I'm trying to be positive.
Can we get a rewind of literally 2 minutes ago when Michael threw the first blow?
I was being positive. Lovely.
No. I mean, it's a really great time for before you kind of go and have your rest because you need to. It is a sprint, like Michael was saying. It absolutely this time period, and people always say spring quarter, spring semester, whatever you want to say, feels like it's just go, 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 go. But feel free to take a moment and reflect. And honestly, do it with friends too. Sometimes it's so fun to like reflect on your own, do that. But also having your friends and talking to them and being like, oh yeah, I have done so much. They will point out things to you that you haven't even re like you wouldn't remember, or
Oh my
maybe
gosh.
it was big, but maybe for them, with their own growth with you in your own relationship, they're like, you have changed so much in such positive ways because of this. And you're like, oh my gosh,
I didn't
I
see it.
actually haven't seen that.
Yep. You know, I so for me, whenever like somebody asks me, like, Anthony, what have you done? I truly cannot tell you the answer. I usually say, Michael, what did I do this year? And then Michael would just go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'd be like, oh, wait, I definitely
I'm the
did
Rolodex.
all that.
I'm the
Because
Rolodex relative pitch.
it really is, because I think when you're living in it, you're just like, this is another day. I'm doing something else. You know, this is what I do. So it's never something that I like in my head. It's like, oh, I need to put this down. Like, this is what I've done. Because literally, I think recently one of my classes was like, write an autobiography about yourself. And I was just like, I was stuck. Like, I truly was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what I've done, you know, all of these things. And I have, you know, I've done things, but when it's time to kind of retell that story, no, I need a biographer. I need someone that is adjacent to me to write this story, because I can't write my own story. But
Yeah.
and that's the thing about with friends, you know, here you know, we'll say, oh my gosh, Lauren, I've seen you do this, da 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 da, Michael, I've seen you do this, and then vice versa. Then they'll tell me. So,
Yeah.
but it's good because you're getting all of these things out and
Exactly.
about, you know, and I think it's very important to have a system where you can do that.
Yeah. And make sure, especially as a student, but also someone who's just actively like looking for work in general or always open to opportunities, update your resume and your CV. Like take a moment to actually like write down, because like what you do not want to do which is what I have had to do many times, is when I actually needed to send someone my resume and CV in a short amount of time, I open my last time I edited it, and I'm like, oh my God, this was 5 months ago. And there's so much that has happened between then and then. It will take you so much more, because then you have to sit down, you have to go look at your posts, you look at your emails, your text threads, and go, oh my gosh, okay, so I did this with this person, but then I have to go find this information over here. Just do it. If you get into the habit of at least maybe thinking about it every other month at least, but even sometimes when it happens, go ahead and take 5 minutes and just plug it in your CV and your resume, so that you don't have to think about it later. And also it will tell you what you have done. So it can be really fun also over the years to look at it and go, oh my gosh, this year I only did this one thing, and this year I did five things, and then and just see that growth through on like actual paper too, because that's going to be useful in the future for jobs. But yeah, it's just so beautiful getting a moment to reflect. And this is our, gosh, what season is this, y'all? Is this four or three?
Four. We're in season four,
Season
baby.
four. Like,
Well,
4 years.
episodes.
4 years, over 100 episodes. You're right.
That's
Yeah, we've been doing it, y'all.
Woo! I see my crow's feet years ago.
And you called me
Your
old?
crow's feet. Didn't call you old. I said you were old head.
I'm going to refrain. I will refrain.
Positivity. I will have to
Positivity.
say something reflecting back on relative pitch. This past season, we've actually taken more time to do more three episodes versus having a guest, which we love having guests on Relative Pitch, and obviously this is going to be something that continues in the future. But sometimes it's also really nice to just allow yourself space to talk about general things, and that's kind of what happens sometimes. We don't necessarily have a topic to talk about, but we know that things are going to be said, and it's going to lead to this and lead to that and lead to that. And which is like the reasoning as to why we started this in the whole place, is to have these conversations and to kind of talk about what's going on for you, for everyone to hear a perspective of, we were younger when we started, but two of us, it's always been at least two of us have been students while we have gone through this.
That's
But we're also
hilarious.
actively working, right? Which is kind of crazy. But also actively working in different, like in full-time positions, other places. And kind of seeing that transition of what it's like to go from student to working full time, or both in some of our cases. And it's like a little journal, like a little time capsule that I'm sure like 20 years down the road, we're gonna like look back and go, oh my gosh, I remember that. Like, I remember us doing that, and I remember how important it was that we said those things at that time. And yeah. I don't know. I just encourage you to do things that you think are needed, even if you find that it's just something that you need. You never know how it's going to affect you.
I will say the most positive thing you can do for yourself this summer, no matter what stage of life you are in, if you are a person who is motivated by extrinsic things, taking time, AKA 2.5 months. I think that's how long summer break usually is. And finding your intrinsic motivation and intrinsic drive will be the best thing you do in your life. Because then you're not extrinsically motivated by anything. Because in the day, you're making yourself happy and you're driving yourself. You don't need to get that, oh, good job to make it that next week. Or, you're amazing. Oh, I can make it one more month. Got it in my bank. I got it's called amazing. That intrinsic, and that's the biggest thing. It's like once you find that intrinsic little fire, it's like Avatar Last Airbender is taking the fire up to the dragons, and they're gonna show you how to use it. Positivity. Hashtag flower power.
I will say, Relative Pitch really has served as a time capsule. I randomly Like I think I was on YouTube and one of the recommended videos was like a video from like the first or second season. I was like, what in the world? Who were those people that's there? And I remember actually back in November, I met some people, and we were sitting at a dinner table, and a guy, like, he leaned over. He was like, I don't mean this in a weird way, but are you part of Relish the Pitch? And I was like, yes. And he was
Like, how
like,
did you know?
I was
Oh.
like, I mean, yeah, I am. But he was like, oh my gosh, like, we use your vulnerability episode that y'all did as part of kind of their team building kind of seminar. And I was just like, oh wow. And I honestly, like, at the time, I was like, we did an episode on vulnerability, but we totally did. We totally did. Because, like, that's the thing. As I said a couple of minutes ago, I forget a lot of
Yeah.
things that I have done. And especially because people, like, with Relative Pitch, we film every Sunday
Yes.
and we have over 100 episodes. That means I have said a lot of things in 100. And even when I was, when I've been at UGA, some students come up to me and they're like, yada, yada, yada. Do you remember saying this? And I was like, did I say that? Maybe I did say that. I mean, here's the thing. If I said it, I truly believe it, but I have
Right.
probably forgotten that I said it. And
Yes.
there was another one other time this last time. I don't know if I was getting an interview or something, but it brought up, there was like, I heard that you like wanted to do this or do that. And I was like, who told you that? And they were like, you said it. And I was like, where I said that at? Like, have you been listening to my phone calls? Is this the FBI or something? And I was like, no, you
Yes.
said it on the podcast. And I'm like, oh,
Right.
I sure did, didn't I? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I will say, I am so proud of Relative Pitch because, I mean, in this season alone, the reach that we have touched, but along with the reach and being present, but I have to say one of the pinnacle moments was definitely our Midwest session that we did,
Oh.
which is still in this season, by the way. Like,
Crazy.
it feels long ago, but that was literally like 4 months ago.
That feels like we wrote that thing in stone.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like, I
Yeah.
forgot that this past Midwest
Yes, and which
with
is
all the
this
happy
season.
hour and everything.
Yeah, like I will, that moment and one, like, seeing how many people was in the room, how many people left that session and they remembered it. Like, I mean, we all were walking around Midwest after, and people was just like, this is the session I needed. Like, that was the perfect first session and everything. Like, that I think was like the pinnacle moment for Relative Pitch to see how much we have grown from season one
Wow.
to now. Because I remember when we first started this podcast, when we were like, what are our goals? And I remember the first thing that we said was on our goal list, we want to present at Midwest. And we've done that. And it was a major success. And so shout out to another big shout out to the people that we had, from Dr. Crawford to Dr. Edie to Dr. Jones to Dr. Bushman, all of those people that, and all of the people that we've had on the podcast that continue to serve as wonderful people of our village. It's just amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
And it's so cool seeing past guests and seeing where they currently are. We've had past guests who are now Pulitzer Prize nominees, Grammy Award winners, like full tenured professors at universities, like, and others who are just doing great things in the communities that they're serving. And I think such a huge part of like what we really are is a community. We mean community, like, because even within ourselves and how we met each other, but also how we have brought different people into each other's lives intentionally and sometimes unintentionally that have been really wonderful chance coincidences. And it's just so beautiful seeing how something that starts off as one thing can lead to so many other opportunities, and the growth that we have been on together, how it's affected us as individuals, but also like together. I don't know. It's just, I really cannot emphasize enough like how important the people around you are and how you have to be very intentional with the kind of people you're keeping around you all the time.
All the time.
One. I made a post on my story today about that one. Well, because Lauren, what happened on today when we filmed it?
I don't know if we ever talked about
Beyonce release. I was really mad. I was like, no forewarning or nothing.
I really did. I didn't even notice that. I really did a Friday no preview drop. Come on,
Just a
Beyonce.
drop, just a drop.
Constantly inspiring us. No, so something that I don't think I've really talked about, me and Anthony were talking about this right before we started recording, is a project that I kind of I formed in my head, but it's become reality through the work of so many people. But this is the project that is now an anthology called From Our Eyes and Ears: Writings by Musicians of Color. This first volume being Black Voices and Centering the Black Perspective, is a project that began in 2021 when I was a master's student at the University of New Mexico, and I was taking a course of women music and feminist thought. And there was this book that we read excerpts from that's called This Bridge Called My Back. And it's a whole narrative anthology by radical women of color. And what the anthology was just so many different feminists who were talking about their experiences as women of color. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool to hear so many different contributors talking about this one big umbrella thing that they're all advocating that people need to know more about, which is how being a feminist, but also a woman of color within this scope has affected them. And if you remember all the things that was happening in 2020, honestly, let's just say 2020 to like kind of now, the reckoning that has been happening, especially within the classical music field, when it comes to the voices of marginalized people in the field, what I have noticed, besides the facts and seeing what needs to be done in a factual paper basis, I've been seeing how effective sharing personal stories has been to also affect change. And that's something that obviously we're big about right here on Relative Pitch. We're not just like a research center that's just saying that. We're also talking about our lived experiences. And when we have guests come on the podcast, we're talking about their lived experiences and how they got to where they were, not just them listing their resume, but talking about the nuances and different things in which brought them to where they are. So that's where the idea came from, is how do we get the experiences of people of color, musicians like of color in the field to write about what's going on so that people can start knowing more. That's what I was noticing as people were sharing their perspectives. People were like, I had no idea this was happening. And I was like, how? How do you not know? And then I was like, well, instead of, I wanted to be mad because I, as of course, someone living in the experience, I'm like, how can you not know that these are things that we have to deal with every day? So I channel that energy into saying, well, if it's not out there, let's make it happen. So I talked to my professor of that course and I said, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? She said, basically, she encouraged me to do it. She let my project for that class basically be me creating the abstract and the introduction for the anthology. And she helped me along the way as I went on to my next steps, which was finding an editor, which shout out Lavana Wright, brilliant mind, fabulous. She's a person who has been with me from the start and has guided me on the literary aspect of this because she is a national award-winning poet. And just like literaturist, is that true? I don't know, Lavana, correct me. But has had other things published herself. And I knew I wanted another like Black woman on this project as well, creating it. And with that, we started talking about, well, who do we want in this? And we made a list of contributors who includes fabulous Anthony as one of our contributors for this project. And there are other students as well, and also educators and professional musicians who are in the field who are, and people who may not actually be in the field anymore because of all of these things, but they shared their perspective of what their experience was as a Black musician in the field. And we basically went through the process over from 2021, mind you, this is 2021, and today is when we finally actually have the pre-sale launch for this, because it's coming out Juneteenth, so June 19th of this year, 2024. This will be out in print for people to have in their hands, but this wasn't a quick and done project. This was a constant revising, editing, meetings, and time spent that was just people volunteering their time to doing this because we thought it was important enough. And we found a publisher, Aquarius, shout out to them for believing in us, because there were moments where we were like, we don't think anybody's gonna want this and we just need to self-publish. And I was told to wait. All right. There is power in slowing down. That is the thing that I will say is the biggest thing I have learned, is that there is power in slowing down, because I could have wanted to rush this project for it to have been done 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever, but it wouldn't have been the same because I needed to wait. We needed to wait to find the right publisher who really wanted to uplift this project and present it in the way that it's going to be presented. And we're so fortunate to have found Aquarius Press, who is publishing this work, and for them to be working with us so delicately, in this subject. And honestly, all the you contributors, y'all have been the goats and have been so patient waiting for this to happen, because it also could have been a situation where everyone was like, we really want this out right now, right now. And it could have been very different. It may still have been impactful, but I think because of the amount of time that we took and made sure it was done right is why I think it's going to have such a significant impact. So I'm so excited for you all to be able to hear from this. I'm sure maybe next season we'll actually have some other contributors on to share about their experiences of writing this and to even do some readings. There's going to be later on possibly a launch event where we will have contributors who are going to be reading their contributions. But we'll drop links and everything. It's also on my personal pages, laurengreen.flute on Instagram or just Lauren Green on Facebook. But we'll be sharing more social links, and we'll share the pre-sale link if you want to grab that. And I mean, Anthony can also speak to this as a contributor, but I am so happy that it feels like 2024 is kind of like, it feels as if we're out of that vortex of COVID. It feels like we're kind of being spit out of like that time warp that 2020 to 2024 really was. And things are actually being finished, and cycles are being completed, and patterns that are no longer needed are being like done. And so it feels really great that this is a project that I'm seeing the reality of. So yeah, I'm happy to share that with you guys.
It's a beautiful work. And I'm sure we'll talk about our own contributions to it, but just a little quick anecdote about like the part that I contributed. The part that I wrote, that came to me out of a dream. Like that was, I woke up out of my sleep and got on my phone and just started writing. Like, so to each one of us that are contributors to this wonderful work, that is true words from us and about us. And so I think, Lauren, you said this earlier of like, this might be one of those works where it's, read in a musicology class, because it really tells a story of what we are going through now and what it is. And I think it's such a beautiful, but also something that ties into what we were talking about today, Dr. Minuti, who was your professor, also is a former guest, so like, it's just crazy how all of these things work within each other. I am just so thankful to be a part of the project, and it's going to be amazing. Please go get your codes now. Go pre-order and get your books. Get your books.
Yes, and my I will have to say, even though Michael may not have been directly involved in terms of like contributing, Michael has been there in support of me for such a very long time. Come back on the screen. And like I there have been so many people, including him, who in general have just helped me, just be by helping me, have helped me complete this project. In the anthology, first of all, I dedicate this anthology to my late grandmother, because this also happened during like as soon after me losing her. And the beauty of it is I dedicated it to her and to her life, right? Not the loss of her that I very deeply feel every single day, but also I speak to how my mother and my brother have supported me so much in this process, and I have seen them grow so much through, like, through these past years. And it's such an amazing feeling to feel like so many hands have touched this project and all of us as contributors and editors of this project in so many different ways. So, because no one thing is ever just one person. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that needs to be highlighted even more, is because it was so significant that I was able to ask of so many people in my life to be a part of this, and that they wanted to. You know what I mean? That's time, that's effort, that's, like, you know, time is money. It really, especially during a COVID world. And so the fact that these contributors took time, and Lavana, goodness, took time out of her own degrees to be a part of this project. And she's not a music, I mean, she was a musician, shout out flute, but, like, this is not her actual field. And so, like, to be a part of this project and to just believe in it in that way, I think is just so sick. And it just speaks to the character of everyone who's involved with this project. So truly, I cannot thank everyone enough for being a part of this. And if this is new to you and you're like, how did this happen? Exciting. Go read about it and go get the pre-sale link. There will be, as the month goes through and as we get closer to the actual release date, we'll be dropping more info. Like I said, there'll be a virtual launch event that you can come to learn more about the contributors, and also just have a conversation about what's still going on. Because even though, again, this project was started in 2021, it is still very relevant to this day. There has been so many different things that have happened throughout the years from 2021 to now that have shown why this is needed now more than ever. And it's not the, you know, something I've said in the post, and something that I have said all the time, is I don't think any of this is ever the end. I think this is all still very much the beginning of the development of what we hope to see in the future. So while this may be the first thing of its kind in our field, I very much do not wish for it to be the last. I want more of this to come out, and I want people to feel inspired to share their own stories, but also for people who will see themselves within this, know that you're not alone, and that many of us have been where you are, you know, and we're fighting for us to not have those experiences anymore. There are good shared experiences we want to have, but we don't want this to be a continued thing that 10, 20 years down the road, a student at a school picks this up and goes, oh, that's how I feel. I want them to question why, you know, I want them to be like, oh, this was happening. I would have had no idea. That's the goal, right? Like, to hopefully have a student of color open it and go, wow, this is not my experience. And that's a good thing. You know, that is great. So, yeah, thank you for allowing me to speak on that. It's been a long time coming, and I'm just really happy for it to be out there in the world. Very
And
much
it
so.
is. It is. So bravo, bravo, bravo. Michael, what are some good news going on with you?
Not you having to think about it.
You always have good news. First of all, it can be anything. I mean, I know we've already congratulated you, but definitely big congratulations on your tenured, now part of the Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra.
That did happen. See,
Yes.
this is exactly what we were talking about earlier. You don't even remember what you remember, and we're like, wait a minute.
Like Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra, your students are doing phenomenal things at your universities, including your high school students. You know, I can go on and on because, you know, I'm there. So.
Oh, I have one good thing. I get to take a cruise with my best friends at the end of this month. There you
Yes. That, yes.
go. There you go. That'll be my one good thing.
I will also say, adding on to Michael, that this past year, Michael has done many performances that he has not actually had to do.
Oh my
And
gosh.
honestly, once you're out of school and you read, like, can you imagine just doing recital because you want to? And, like, not only that, but doing works by living composers and exposing audiences to newer works and more contemporary things. That is a major thing that Michael may forget that he's doing, but He's been performing. I mean, I'm doing a doctorate in performance right now, and I feel like Michael has been performing like so much more repertoire, which is like amazing because that's what he advocates for. And it's really beautiful to see. You want people out in the community who are doing that because they want to.
And I think it's also very powerful that, yes, to do this music, but to do this music well. And that is what
Exactly.
Michael, every time that he gets on stage, and he plays these beautiful works, some that have been lost to time and he has rediscovered them, or something that is brand new, like Katosh Copeland, his work that when he premiered that work, I was just like, oh my goodness. But
Right.
also the kind of missing work, the crucifixion piece. And I will just say another thing that is very powerful that Michael really do, and I hope that people really take what he is doing and they do what he is doing, is Michael is not scared to find those pieces by underrepresented composers and put them on the pedestal that they deserve to be on. Because one, like me and Lauren can perform these pieces, but we are also living in being a minority person. And so I hate to say this, but this is just how society is. It takes another white person for another white person to really understand. And that's just how the world works. And so when Michael is doing these pieces, he's exposing the audiences to to these new artists. And then it's putting on this like, wow, this is good music. Well, yes. And look who's playing it. And Michael really, and we've talked about this so many times, how people will find these works, but they won't do the due justice. Michael goes beyond, above and beyond to do his background work to really bring the best quality to every time he plays these works. So bravo to you.
And he's not afraid. Let me just add on
Thank you.
before.
I dig it.
Wait, what? No. I'm just saying
You go.
you haven't been afraid to do these works as well. Like Michael is not like calling me and Anthony constantly being like, "Can I do this work by this composer?" Like that's a big thing we've talked about is like don't burden the people around you who are already living those experiences by then feeling like you have to go ask them for permission to do things. You are a grown person. You know right from wrong. You can, even if you are not from that background, still do it. Don't be afraid to do it and do your research so that you know you're representing it correctly. Like that is something again, because there are people who constantly do like perform repertoire by underrepresented composers, but at the burden of other like minorities and like in their life who they're constantly like, well, can you tell me this? Can you tell me this? Can you tell me this? Do the work yourself. And I think that is another aspect of why it's so significant, the kind of work that Michael does, is because it does not come at a burden of anyone in his life. He is taking on the task of doing that because he wants to.
Agreed.
Well, thank y'all. Very awkward. Hi, thank you. There is actually, now that you said things, the composer of Crucifixion said amen on my YouTube video, so I was very happy about that. I said, okay, so you felt something, so I did something. I'm gonna be on an album this summer. That just happened today. And then I have three commissions or consortiums happening in the next 12 months. So if all goes to plan, I'll have over 12 commissions slash consortiums by the end of next year in total.
And there
Go
it
get
is.
new
Get new
I'm
works
tired.
that you believe in, and it's very important. It's very important.
Now,
Now
Anthony.
to wrap up, I was about to say the distinction of passing the distinguished recital that was baller.com, baller, baller. Crazy. I really enjoyed it. But also, we have a graduate in front of us.
Yeah, actually, this episode releases on Wednesday, and then technically tomorrow will be my graduation. Yeah, we walk across the stage. I'll have the MM. I'm just joining the crew, honestly. Everybody else got an MM, so I'm just joining what they already got.
Come
But you're
on.
gonna have the most degrees. You'll have three.
Lauren will, yes.
Well, no, you have two undergrads. Don't you?
Technically, okay. Hold
Yeah.
on. Where? Hold on.
I
Hold
also have a
on.
certificate, so.
Sorry, she said I also have. I have a piece of paper that said I'm walking across the fifth grade school.
That don't count. Sorry. No.
Okay, heard, heard. Well,
Yes.
let's thank Anthony. He planned a whole recital, which I don't even know if it was a part of his degree. I don't think it was. He planned this whole recital. Personnel booked all the people, planned every rehearsal, booked the spaces, and then put on a recital. And then it was amazing. And it featured two of my favorite works. One made my lip hurt, aka Montague's Entrada. He also did Stravinsky because he loves math. So there's that. Did a Copley. Oh, I love Copley's writing. And then I'm gonna be honest with you. I just know the first one kind of sounds like Pirates. I forgot what it was called though.
Pirates. That's new.
Ooh.
That's new. No, that recital, you know, now that I've had time to reflect on it, it was. I think it was one of those things that it was destined to be, because I chose every single piece because they all kind of meant something. And Entrada, New Beginnings, like, you know, I put Entrada, which the definition of Entrada means an entrance. So most people play that piece at the beginning. However, I chose to do it at the end because that was my last like recital. So it's like I'm moving to a new chapter of my life. So it's something new. But something that as I was preparing for my comps, that I realized each piece was in a neoclassical style. So it alluded to the new beginnings as well. So each piece had something new. And so it was one of those things that I didn't, it wasn't something I thought about, like I need to find four neoclassical works. So it goes with New Beginnings. It just happened to work that way. And it was just destined to be. And that recital, like I will always remember that. One of my comp questions was, would you change anything about your recital? And the answer is no. Like
I love
it
that.
will not. Everything was exactly where it was supposed to be. And which all of the recordings and stuff will be dropped on my YouTube. So if you weren't able to watch and listen, they will be dropping on YouTube fairly soon, because I was very proud of each one of those works, and it was great. And so, you know, we moving out, we going on, and now we got summer things books, and we ready.
But the summer thing's booked.
Oh yeah. Hello. I was like, wait a minute, now we skating over that.
Well.
There. He said summer thing's booked.
Well, we got some summer things booked. I'll be making a return back to Washington, D.C. This time I'll be conducting the U.S. Air Force Band. So I'll get to spend a full week up there, and, like, you know, just conducting some of the best musicians in the world. Like, let me just tell you, the Air Force Band, they be playing. They be playing.
They be
So,
playing.
yeah. So I have the beautiful pleasure to collaborate with them, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited for it.
You're collecting these premier bands like Infinity Stones.
You know, I think this might be the last one because the other ones you have to actually be in the military, and I'm sorry, I don't personally.
Well, they might make an exception for
You're
the
like, I don't see
maestro.
that for my.
Yeah, I take my hat off to all of you. You know, serve the country, play the instruments, but not me. Two.
My gosh. Well, I'm just so excited for I'm excited for summer. I'm excited to spend time with my friends and just get to be with them and I don't know, just have fun and rest. Goodness, est.
Yes.
I miss the summer as a kid where you literally would wake up at any time. I miss that.
Can't do that no more. My
No.
bones can't do it.
No. You're right. You're right. So, but you know what? And for everybody else that is listening and watching, take some time to reflect and make sure it's in a positive light. Because we're all about positivity here. So thank you so much for being with us this entire semester, this entire season. And thank you not only for being here this season, but this entire series since day one. We've had some supporters since day one. And so shout out to all of you. Thank you for being part of our village as we are part of your village. And you know, as we will go on our sabbatical for the summer, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Don't hesitate. So until next time, have a great summer and we'll see you next year. Oh my gosh, next year. See ya.
Bye, everyone.